Hello.
Hello, I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Surveys. I am not selling anything. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Are you 18 years of age to register to vote in Oregon?
Yes.
I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress?
Say that one more time.
What are the chances that you will vote in November for the elections for president and Congress?
100%.
Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
No.
Okay. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Republican.
Would you call yourself a strong Republican or a not very strong Republican?
Strong Republican.
Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Now I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their member of Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. Use
okay.
A 10 if it's the most important, a 5 if it's somewhere important, and a 0 if it's not important at all. Protecting democracy and our voting rights.
Very important. 10.
Fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods.
10.
Funding for mental health services.
3.
Improving K-12 education.
5.
Lowering rent.
4.
Cracking down on illegal drugs.
That would be a 9.
Protecting abortion rights.
That would be a 2. You broke up. Was there another one?
Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. Lori Chavez, the Reamer.
I would say I'd give her a 70.
Donald Trump.
I would give him a 80.
Kamala Harris.
I'd give her a 0.
MAGA Republicans.
90.
Janelle Bynum.
I'd give her a 40.
Republicans in Congress.
I'd give them a 70.
Joe Biden.
A 0.
J.D. Vance.
Don't know who that is.
Democrats in Congress.
0.
Ron Wyden.
0.
I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Democrat Joe Biden, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Independent Cornel West, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or Republican Donald Trump?
Republican Donald Trump.
And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez, the Reamer, or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Lori Chavez.
Even though you are not supporting Janelle Bynum now, what are the chances that you will that you might support her for Congress in November 2024?
Probably zero.
Would you say no chance at all?
No chance at all. She's a Democrat, I believe, so.
And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
And do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Savage is handling her job as your member of Congress?
I do approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
As mayor of Happy Valley, Lori Savage, the re-mayor, led Oregon's fastest-growing community, making it more business-friendly, offering more affordable housing for families, and creating a safe place to build a career and raise a family. In Congress, she has been one of the most bipartisan members working to solve our toughest problems, from homelessness to access to child care. Lori was tired of the same old divisive politics and knows that nothing is more important than showing up to work and getting the job done for Oregon families. Serving in the State House since 2016, Janelle Bynum is the first black woman to represent our community in Salem. She has been a workhorse, not a show horse.
Okay, do you have a question? I've lived with within both of these women's world forever, so do you have a question for me?
Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but let me ask you again.
Yeah, I'm not going to. I'm about done with this. So do you have a question?
Yes, that was a question, sir. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't. Let me ask you again. If the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Savage or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Lori Savage.
All right. And what specifically stuck out most to you about Lori Savage, the re-mayor?
She's a Republican. She's got conservative values. Okay, this isn't going to go any further. I don't know who's doing the survey, but you're trying to get an answer out of me you're not going to get. So I've got another call. Thank you.
Can I schedule a call back?